red or what color, some color banded like ribbon that's tape or the plastic, them the little string on, put your name on.
So you say he took out the paper, the wrapping paper, and he did what to it?
When he buys it, they'll buy it and they'll put it in a box size you want there.
Uh-huh.
And wrap it. They got places in Seaport, they go down and wrap them where they ship them off.
Uh-huh.
All over town. Out, some of them out the country, and some of them sold your boys when in these off-world places and camps.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them send cotton to cigarettes and cigars and shirts. Well, they can't use them shirts in the army out there. They send them something else. Mm-hmm.
After you bought the present, maybe you'd take it home and take out the paper and...
You would. Sometimes lots of them did do that, and lots of them would wrap it at home.
Uh-huh.
And carry it to the post office. And they'd rewrap it in some other kind of a paper.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of them would buy the Christmas paper and wrap it in.
And when someone gets the package and you say he...
When he gets it,
he
just opens it up, sees what he got.
Uh-huh. Or another way of saying opened it, you'd say someone else wrapped it and then he got it and he...
Tied it up, plastic, they use always plastic, stick it on there with the paper with sticking plastic, like a sticker stamp on.
Mm-hmm.
Put it down that way. Some of them's got a little bow on it, the package tied.
If you had to sell something for $2 that you had paid $3 for, you'd be selling it?
We're selling it cheap when you bought it.
Uh-huh. You'd be selling it at a...
under price.
Uh-huh.
Well, if I didn't use it, didn't have it, after I bought it and couldn't use it, I would do that. But after that, I'd just keep it laying up if I didn't want it. I have done that. I bought a plow point once. Couldn't use it. And I didn't get back down, so I just give it away. Cost me $3. I didn't get anything. I just give it to him. The man had a plow like it would fit, and I just give it to him. Wasn't able to pay for it, and I just give it to him. When you run upon a fellow ain't able to pay for nothing, if he needs it, give it to him.
Say if you like something but you don't have enough money for it, you say, well, I like it, but it, what, too much?
I just walk off and leave it.
Because it,
huh?
If you can't afford it, you say, it, what, too much for me?
I can't afford it, I just leave it.
Mm-hmm.
If I got the money, I'll go back and get it. If I needed that bad, I'd go back after.
And if you wanted to find out the price, you'd ask someone, how much does it...
I'd look at it and find out what the price of it was. If the price there was too high, I wouldn't ask them anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just walk on out.
And on the first of the month, your bill is... When it's time to pay your bill, you say the bill is...
Your bills, some of them you'll find them have got more than they are on.
Mm-hmm.
But they never be less, they always be more. They're always trying to rob you on these bills. I never did have too many of them bills.
You just pay cash?
Cash for them. I had some bills, Sears and Roebuck. Now they're done pretty fair on them, except one.